With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Here's the latest on U.S. strikes against Iran.
The U.S. military has said it has completed what it described as a heavy wave of strikes against Iran. Iran responded by striking a Chinese firm's building in northern Kuwait. U.S. Central Command released footage on Thursday of planes taking off from the flight deck of an aircraft carrier and aerial footage of targets on the ground being hit by airstrikes. U.S. Central Command says the attacks on Iran targeted Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps. The latest U.S. barrage on Iran comes after the U.S. partnered with Saudi Arabia to strike Iranian-backed militias in neighboring Iraq, killing at least 26 people. I'm Karen Shamas.
The Commerce Department reports the economy grew at an annual pace of 1.5% in the second quarter. The economy showed clear signs of resilience in the second quarter, even as overall growth slowed, according to the latest government data out this morning. Whether the crop is iceberg, romaine, or butterhead, it's been a tough year for lettuce growers. Demand for the leafy green vegetable seems to be declining, meaning salad-focused eateries are also suffering.
Lettuce prices rose sharply in the first half of the year because of hot weather in Arizona, where about a third of America's lettuce is grown. Now, some restaurants are dealing with the fallout of a parasitic outbreak linked to shredded lettuce that has sickened thousands of people. Taco Bell will likely see the biggest sales impact from the outbreak, but market research companies say that other salad-focused chains are seeing less business as well. Rich Thomason reporting.
U.S. stocks have been rebounding, compliments in large part to Microsoft as it leaped on hopes that its AI investments, which are quite substantial, will in fact pay off. That's something that had investors concerned for quite some time. The numbers right now have the NASDAQ up close to 600 points. This is SRN News. A pattern that traces back to the days of the early church, Christians living in a state of severe persecution, and yet the church is still growing. Michael Harrington has more on how that's happening in Iran.
Despite some of the worst persecution in the world, the underground church in that country is growing by leaps and bounds. A new report from International Christian Concern reveals there are more believers in Iran now than there were before the 1979 Islamic Revolution, which brought with it an unprecedented wave of persecution. ICC says, quote, some estimates point to a million or more Iranian converts to Christianity. These converts come from all sectors of society. Michael Harrington reporting.
A rally took place outside a WNBA game this week in support of Indiana Fever guard Sophie Cunningham for her recent comments in support of bans on males playing against females in sports. A crowd gathered outside Climate Pledge Arena in Seattle to both support Cunningham and promote statewide initiatives which would bar boys from playing on girls' teams in Washington schools. This is SRN News. A Montana hiker who became impaled by his own trekking pole near the top of the state's highest peak is now telling his story.
David Cifaldi and his two hiking companions were crossing Montana's Froze to Death Plateau July 20th when Cifaldi slipped and became impaled by his trekking pole.
I remember rolling over and this kind of realization of like, something's not right here. Realized I had this trekking pole stuck in my side.
Cifaldi, a 32-year-old wound care nurse, was concerned about the cost of a rescue helicopter, so
I was able to kind of talk to my friends a little bit and get everybody on the same page that we were going to make the decision to hike out. It took us 6.5 hours.
The pole missed any vital organs. I'm Donna Warder.
Also at SRNews.com, the world of education evolving. A school in Raleigh, North Carolina, wants to provide literacy of a new kind, AI. Shaw's Divinity.